In the studio, Amanda Garver is joining us this morning. First off, Amanda, morning.
Good morning.
You know, no more than Christmas ends, and you're taking the packages out back and you're getting ready to put it in the trash can. Somebody says, what are we going to do for New Year's?
That's right.
It literally, the top comes off of it, and people are ready to ask a question.
That's
why you're here today.
I am.
I've got friends of mine in St. Louis. Man, you ought to come up here. You know, I go to this thing, the hotel, and we got roast beef, and then they got wine, champagne, and it's all included. And it's really kind of baited me in more than once. And you've created the event, which is based on that whole idea, a one-stop shop, come on out and enjoy your New Year's Eve. The event, where's it going to be this year?
It's going to be at Cocapelli.
All right, this is the first one.
Yes, it's the first one.
And the idea being taking New Year's and harnessing it for the betterment of the community.
That's right.
Which groups?
We are going to look into what's called the Charitable Rent Forgiveness Policy. So we're doing a fundraiser. We have communities throughout Southern Illinois. And what we do is we forgive rent up to $30,000 a month throughout each of these communities. And the reason that we do that is so that people that maybe can no longer live at home need assistance, maybe physical, it could be financial assistance. For whatever reason, they may be placed into long-term care, no longer could stay at home. So we have communities that are assisted living, supportive living, memory care, and independent living that we forgive rent for. And so we forgive about $30,000 a month. So we're raising money to help those seniors in Southern Illinois that are 60 years and older, that need the assistance and need to be in a place that they can be safe, have just a little bit of care, as much as they need or as little as they need, and help them to stay independent longer.
You know, and the need for this, people go, really, do we need this? Well, there's always that certain segment. But you, when you look at the census reports for Southern Illinois and you see the age demographic, the graying of America or whatever euphemism people want to use, this is an issue. We have a large section of our communities which are a great deal older. You can look at Murfreesboro, for instance, and look at their census numbers and see the average age of their residents. So the idea being generate money, help the elderly, while at the same time having fun.
Absolutely.
All right, so let's go to the fun portion of the program.
All right.
Okay. One price covers it all type scenario for the event, which is going to be on New Year's Eve at Cocapelli?
That's exactly right.
All right, so first, how much?
$95 a person.
All right, or a couple?
The couple is the same price.
Okay.
The table, a table of 10, is $900.
All right. All right, now, you go to the table, what can you expect? Okay, we'll have Auld Lang Syne at midnight. We know we'll do that.
That's right.
But I'm really more interested in the food.
All right, let's talk about the food then. When you get there, we'll have hors d'oeuvres ready at every table. Of course, the cash bar will open. And then at about 7:30, we'll start the international cuisine. So this is going to be four buffets that will come out at staggered times, the idea being that you can eat all night long, right? So you have American, you have Mexican, Italian, and Asian.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So then we also are going to have a casino that will be the St. Louis Casino Company is coming in. From there, the band will start.
Yeah, who do you have playing?
We have Stretta. That is a cover band out of Nashville, Tennessee.
Familiar with them.
Play all kinds of music, 70s, 80s, 90s to current. So hopefully we hit a little bit of
they're
what
well
everyone
polished
likes.
They're well-polished, too. They're a good
yes.
band.
I hear they're great, and from what we've seen, they're wonderful. So we'll also have, of course, champagne toast at midnight, fireworks at midnight.
Now, that's a nice touch.
Yes.
Because I find very often at midnight, this is going to be terrible to say, I find that I grab a cocktail if I don't have to work the next morning at 5 a.m. I go out and have a glass of my favorite brown bourbon and a cigar, so I have to go outside for that, and reminisce and, you know, say goodbye to my friends that I've lost this year. I find that that happens more often. And this idea of a marking, a demarcation, you know, we don't have a ball dropping like New York, but we do have fireworks. And I really do like that idea.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it, too. And the thing about it is that it's going to be there on the Cocapelli golf course. So if you are familiar with Cocapelli and how that set up.
I'm familiar with the sand traps. Does
there
that
you
count?
Go. That might count, yes. So, you know, you can look at that back is all glass. So if the weather is bad, you can view those fireworks from right there. If the weather's good, you can step outside. They're going to be right there. So we're really excited about that as well.
Now, have you done ticket sales so far? I mean, because I know there's a limit. I mean, I've attended several events at Cocopelli. It's not an endless floor there.
That's
so
true.
You have, what, 300, 400 somewhere?
320 is what the goal is. That's what we're set up for. So that's what we'd like to see.
So what's 320 times 95? I'm sorry.
I don't know what
it
is.
Have to
look
it up
now. Let's calculate that.
I've got a calculator handy I keep around, or at least
Perfect.
I used to. No, it's gone. It's not in my app section anymore.
Of course.
Wouldn't you know it, the one time I do need it. It's making room for pictures for you for the website.
There we go.
I blame it on that.
Okay.
So this money, now you take the money and you pay the overhead, or?
No, we have been really blessed with some phenomenal sponsors this
year.
Oh,
so the sponsors pay for the four buffets. And you get and the fireworks, and you guys get to use the money.
All ticket sales are going right back to the residents.
Good deal.
So, yeah, we're very blessed. I mean, our sponsors have been phenomenal.
Well, at this rate, we need to thank some sponsors. Who are
absolutely.
We talking about?
Absolutely. We're looking at Fager McGee as our premier sponsor. We do a lot of work with them, and they stepped up to the plate immediately to help us out. So we really appreciate that. SIH, Diedrich Insurance, House to Home, U.S. Foods, Watermark Auto Group, Banterra, Cocopelli, Black Diamond, Floorscapes, of course, River Radio, WSIL, First Southern, Tombstone, Gun Range. They're doing all the security.
Good.
And so we have been, and then we have some contributors as well, but we have been really, really blessed with that.
All right, so for the $95 ticket, it's just saying I'm by myself. I can go in. I start off with my appetizers, right?
That's correct.
I've got a buffet that's going to come out every X number of minutes. We're going to have four of those.
That's correct.
I've got a band that starts at
8:30.
All right, and champagne at midnight and fireworks.
And the casino.
And the casino. What else am I forgetting?
You're forgetting the midnight snack.
Oh, yeah?
So,
trust me, I never forget a midnight snack.
Just after the fireworks, we're going to come back in. The band's going to wrap it up. The midnight snack will be out. And then we'll end our evening.
All right. So this event, when it comes to getting tickets, do you go to Cocopelli, go online, call someone?
Go online. Of course, you could always drop by the corporate office, and we could help you out with that. But ideally, you would go online. That's rivertoriverevents.com. Or you could give us a call, and we could help you out with that as well. So
you know, when it comes to raising the money for this event and coming up, I'm assuming the casino will also contribute to the kitty.
That's exactly right. Yes.
So roulette, blackjack, that kind of thing?
Yes, and craps.
And do you have to get a special license for that for one night?
I think we St. did
Louis
have
company.
To go through, yeah something. This professional company out of St. Louis has been a lot of help to us as well, kind of guiding
they know
us.
The
on
laws.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
So it's gone really great, and that will be a contribution. So there'll be a suggested donation for chips. And then you also have a chance to win a trip. Actually, have two trips and some original artwork that you can win if you are playing at the casino.
Good. All right, here's the other issue. Gosh, this is another one of those areas that's almost a little sensitive with me. I don't go out on New Year's customarily because I consider it amateur night.
Absolutely.
And the reason why is because people don't know when to stop when it comes to getting on the road.
Mm-hmm.
So what considerations have you taken for someone there that night who might be a little bit and say, no, you can't drive, pal. No, sorry, you've had a lot of fun tonight. What consideration has been put in place to help that? Because I know Cocopelli didn't have hotel rooms, let alone for 320 people.
That's right. We do have a block of rooms, and we did partner with Country Inn and Suites. And then Black Diamond sponsored a limousine. So the limousine would pick you up there at the hotel, take you to Cocopelli, and then it'll run like every 10 minutes. It'll be there. So at any point during the night, it will take you back to the Country Inn and Suites, just
Good.
Down the road. So,
yeah, literally just down the road.
Yes. And I think there's a discounted rate, and we have a block of rooms under River to River.
Yeah. How do you tell them if you go get your room, how do you tell them that I'm at the event and I'd like that block of rooms?
It's just under the River to River name.
Okay.
So you would just tell them that you want in that block of rooms with River to River.
Do you have any idea how many? Is there a limit there?
We have 50 rooms.
50 rooms.
Yes.
Okay. So we'll figure 100 people there.
Yes.
All right. All right, so this event's coming up. Do you have a cutoff date when it comes to buying these tickets, a $95 ticket for the New Year's Eve celebration for the event at Cocopelli?
If tickets are still available, you could buy them right up until the day.
Okay. But you've got a limit because you've got a limited number of chairs and you want everybody to be comfortable.
Absolutely. Yes.
Which is important.
Yes, it is.
You know, if this works well, there'll be an event too?
Absolutely.
How will you define well? Just it'll be a numerical issue, wouldn't it?
I think it's going to go to become an annual event because I think we've done well enough and been blessed with great sponsorships. So all of this money, no matter what it is, it's going to go back to our residents. So we're going to build on this every year.
All right. So if you've been asking the question, what can I do on New Year's Eve? And you want to go out for eat. You want to have cocktails. You want to have a band. You want to have fireworks. You want to roll the bones. Cocopelli. All right. New Year's Eve. Doors open at
6:30.
And you want to get your tickets today. If you go online.
RiverToRiverEvents.com.
Amanda Garver. Really nice to meet you again.
You too. Thank you so much.